bent on mass murder.
A chilling terrorism plot that targeted innocent Americans.
New plan for asylum seekers.
Adding fees and an end to work permits.
A film director's lasting impact.
You know, it's impossible to overstate how important Boys in the Hood was.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. A United States Army veteran is charged with hatching a terror plot. CBS's Steve Futterman says he's accused of aiming to target white nationalists, Jews, and cops.
According to prosecutors, Mark Domingo was out to kill people.
This is a case in which law enforcement was able to identify a man consumed with hate and stop him before he could carry out his attack.
U.S. attorney here in Los Angeles, Nick Hanna, authorities first became aware of Domingo, a recent convert to Islam, because of an online posting. They began to follow him, communicate with him. FBI Special Agent Ryan Young.
The defendant expressed a desire to retaliate for the New Zealand attack. The defendant claimed he would swear allegiance to ISIS.
Officials say Domingo targeted a white nationalist rally last Sunday, where he planned to place homemade explosive devices, pressure cookers filled with nails.
He traveled to Long Beach to survey the site where his intended victims were to congregate.
After that visit, authorities stepped in. They say Domingo was acting alone. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Two sixth grade students in Crossville, Tennessee have been charged with planning a shooting on the last day of school. Police say a school official got wind of it after rumors of a hit list. Outside San Diego, CBS's David Begno covered the funeral for a woman killed in Saturday's synagogue attack.
Mourners packed the Chabad of Holloway to celebrate the life of Lori Kay. There were so many people, not everyone could get in. Lori's daughter, Hannah, remembered her mom as a colorful woman. She chose to wear her mom's pink dress.
My best friend, my greatest advocate, my dancing partner.
The FBI now confirms they were warned about the attack just minutes before it happened, but didn't have enough time or information to stop it. We spoke to a man who says he alerted the FBI after seeing the shooter's supposed anti-Semitic manifesto on the online forum 8chan.
Renewed threats from the head of ISIS. CBS's Cammie McCormick says a video of Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is the first we've seen of him in 5 years.
It isn't clear where it was filmed or when, but it refers to the battle for Baghouz in Syria, which was the last piece of the ISIS caliphate. That battle ended last month, but he says ISIS operations against the West are part of a long battle, and there will be more to come.
Well, President Trump is proposing new rules for asylum seekers. White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
The instructions included in a presidential memorandum the White House released last night are aimed at tightening up the asylum system. Aides say it's been overrun, with more than 100,000 migrants streaming into the country in March. The memo orders a 180-day adjudication process, instills new fees for asylum seekers, and aims to make it harder for applicants to receive work permits while their claims are pending. Immigrant advocates say the changes are punitive and unfair to impose on desperate people seeking to flee violence and persecution. But the administration says the vast majority of people coming into the country don't end up qualifying for asylum, and aides say a signal must be sent to curb the flow.
What's in his wallet? Well, President Trump and three of his children are suing Capital One and Deutsche Bank in a bid to stop them from providing financial records to Congress. Two House committees have subpoenaed the institutions. CBS's Paula Reed tells us President Trump plans a meeting today with top congressional Democrats for the first time in months.
Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer said they're looking forward to hearing the president's ideas on how to fund infrastructure. But economic advisor Larry Kudlow said yesterday the White House is not committed to any specific funding method. And several top administration officials tell CBS News the White House is not bringing any ideas to the table today.
Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein's last day on the job will be May 11th. He submitted his resignation yesterday. He indicated earlier this year he would leave. He appointed Robert Mueller as special counsel. All three people on board were killed when a tour helicopter crashed outside Honolulu.
Honolulu EMS, the Kailua unit, was responding on another call right here when they heard a horrific bang. They turned around and they saw the helicopter on fire.
Debris from the chopper fell all throughout a neighborhood, but no one on the ground was hurt. In Japan, the emperor abdicates.
After reigning for 3 decades, Japan's Emperor Akihito concluded with a modest speech lasting just 90 seconds. He thanked his people for allowing him to serve and expressed hope for peace throughout the world. With Akihito's retirement, his eldest son, 59-year-old Naruhito, inherits the chrysanthemum throne. Lucy Kraft, CBS News, Tokyo.
Hollywood is mourning director John Singleton, who died yesterday at 51, days after a major stroke. He took audiences to the mean streets of South Central L.A. with Boys in the Hood in 1991.
Ricky!
Stephen Galloway of The Hollywood Reporter says it is a landmark film.
It was the first black-themed, black-centric, black-cast, black-directed and written studio film from Columbia Pictures.
And at 24, Singleton was the youngest Oscar nominee for Best Director and first African-American. Sports Illustrated's annual swimsuit issue has, at times, been a polarizing publication. CBS's Vicki Barker tells us this year there's something new under the sun.
Wow, I'm so, like, I can't believe I'm here. Like, this is literally a dream come true.
So far, so Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue promotional video. But this supermodel will be modeling...
Bikini Babe.
A burkini covering everything but her face. Muslim supermodel Halima Aden was born in a Kenyan refugee camp, moving to the U.S. when she was 7. Returning to Kenya for the SI photo shoot has indeed been a dream come true, she says. Make that an American dream come true.
Well, the on-again, off-again Woodstock 50 concert is on again. Hours after a major financial partner pulled out, organizers say they plan to forge ahead with the event to mark the 50th anniversary of Woodstock. Action in Alabama today is the start of an abortion battle that could end up at the nation's highest court.
The Alabama State House is set to debate a bill that would make performing an abortion a felony with almost no exceptions. Democratic State Representative Neil Rafferty addressed Republican sponsors.
So we know that this is going to go to court. I think that it's even been well established that that's kind of the purpose of it. Do you have any estimation as far as how much this is going to cost the Alabama taxpayer?
GOP supporters say their goal is to spark a court fight that could lead the Supreme Court to revisit abortion rights. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
No jail time for a former school bus driver in Watertown, New York, who admitted in a plea deal to raping a 14-year-old girl. The 26-year-old man did get 10 years probation and has to register as a low-risk sex offender. The victim's mother says it's not fair. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.